All right, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that the Rama brings down. He says, the Rama says there are places that the minhag is that the one who davens slichot, the shlich tzavur who davens slichot, he davens all the tefillot of that day. And the Rama quotes it in the name of the Kolbo. The Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says on this in the name of the Maglei Tzedek that even at Mariv he'll daven Shamat Chil B'Mitzvah Omrim Lo Gemor. So the Magen Avraham is going, assuming that this is working with the concept, if a person begins a mitzvah, he should complete the mitzvah. And when he says at Mariv, from the way the Magen Avraham explains it, it sounds like the Mariv that follows. So the way that we understand the halacha right now, the Rama is saying if a person gets up early in the morning and davens slichos early in the morning, he'll also be the shlich tzibur for shachris, for mincha, and for mariv, because amakil b'mitzvah omrim lo gemor. That would be the simple way, or at least that's the way that the Magen Avraham lechora understands this halacha. So there was a dayan in Vilna. I'd say just if you say that somebody's a dayan in Vilna, right away you know he's very chashuv, and that's Rav Shlomo Cohen of Vilna. He's got a perush in the back of the Gemaras. So he wrote Shilas and Shubas Binyan Shlomo, and his words are very charifistic. So when you see it, like anyway, he has a whole tshuva on this, and I'm not going through the whole tshuva, but just the Rashi prakim on it. He gives a different pshat. He does not like the pshat of the Magen Avraham that it's working with Matkul B'Mitzvah Omrim Lo Gemor, and he has multiple questions against it. He says, who says it's the Mariv afterwards? He says, if you look in the Sefer Eliyahu Rabbah, the Darkei Moshe, which is the Rama's commentary on the tour, he says explicitly it's the Mariv before the day. So in other words, if he's getting up early in the morning, he davens the Mariv the night before, and that's also what the Kolbo says, and the Kolbo is the source of the Rama. So that's the first nail in the coffin to this pshat. And then he asks, it's very strange to say that hamakil b'mitzvah, in other words, what shaychus does slichos have to shachris or mincha? When you say makil b'mitzvah, I begin the mitzvah, so I'm doing one mitzvah, so what does it have to do? So I did the mitzvah, so I'm done with slicho. So what does it have to do with shachris? What does it do with mincha? What does it have to do with mariv? So that also doesn't seem to shtimoy so much. Then he wants to argue, he thinks, punk faker, it's Barova Mahadrat Melech. And first he proves from different Gemaras, the different Gemaras that show explicitly that different people would daven Musaf and daven Shachris. That's Mefurish in the Gemara. That'll say, like when you're asking for, you know, Geshamim, that were blowing shofar, like the Sheni will be Tokea. So it's clear that not the same person was doing it. And he relates in the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim would divide up the Avodah. And then he says, if we'll assume that the reason is because Makil B'Mitzvah Omrim Lo Gemor, then this would prohibit the person from being mochel on this. In other words, if it's working with the Makil B'Mitzvah, it means I begin the mitzvah, I should complete the mitzvah. That's what it means. So if I'll assume that's the reason, so then I cannot, if I'm the Baal Slichot, I can't permit anybody else to do it. Anyway, I'm making this much, much shorter than he has, but his basic idea that he wants to say is he doesn't think that it's because of Makil B'Mitzvah Omrim Lo Gemor. His idea is they want Chachamim wanted to incentivize people to daven slichot, that getting up early in the morning was very difficult, and give an incentive to a person to do this, they would say if you do this and you're the shlich tzibur, so we're going to give you all the tefillah of the day. That's what he calls it, a pizza week. Now, he says, he goes on to say that, then that answers all the questions, why it's the Mariv from the day before, everything else. Now, he says he says he thinks if you do all the slichot, and then he goes on at the end to say that it's just in their times. In other words, in their earlier days, like the shlich tzibur would be the one saying all the tefillah, and everybody else would listen to it. Today that we're all saying the tefillah, he doesn't think it's so shaykh. And he says, anyway, he says, we'll find a lot of other people to daven today. But that's it. But the basic idea is, you understand, like he has he's bothered with the hezbeirim that were given. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan also says that we don't see this minhag today, but there's another reason, a different reason is given in the Sharim Mitzvah Balacha, who says that the reason was that the person who would daven slichos would fast, and it's like a maila to have somebody who's fasting, so like everybody else couldn't fast, it's like difficult, so if he's fasting already, so we'll use him to daven the tefillot. That would be a different idea. But I want to say a third idea, which is from the Rav, and it's brought down in the Nefesh HaRav by Rav Schechter. So he brings this down as well, and he says that they said, what does that have to do with Matil B'mitzvah? So he wants to say that the minchas have nothing to do with Musaf, and Musaf has nothing to do with Shachris, he says. But by Slichos, let's say a person gets up early to say Slichos, and he goes to sleep, and then he doesn't daven Shachris or Mincha. So the Rav wants to say, you're not even Yotzei Slichot. In other words, Slichot, the Rav wants to say, is like a prologue to the Tfilot. Slichot, by definition, is a prologue to the Tfilos of the day. He says, so since that's the case, so now it makes sense. Like, in other words, so if I say it's a prologue to the day, so then in that sense there is a kesher between the Slichos and Shachris and Mincha. He says, it's one Hemsheikh and one Hakdama, and now he's going back, like in being Miyashev, the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says it's working with Matkil B'mitzvah, Omer Mil Gemor. So he said, what mitzvah? How can you one mitzvah? What does one thing have to do with another? It's like in left field. So now the way the Rav's Hesber is coming along, it does have a Shaychus. Now it's like the prologue, the foundation for all the tefillot of the day. And then all the answers, all the questions were really answered. Now, he goes on to say, he's got a similar svara by Ne'ilah that we daven on Yom Kippur. As you know, Ne'ilah is the last tefillah that we have on Yom Kippur. The Rambam says, V'chein tiknu tefillah achar tefillat mincha samach shkita chama b'yom atanit b'vad k'dei lahosif tchinu v'akasham ne'atanit. Rambam says that we have a tefillah to like add on to the tefillah. In other words, like we're adding on a tefillah, and that's also brought down the Yerushalmi, that the aspect of tefillah aneinu, Ne'ilah rather, is ribui tefillah. Like we want to have like an abundance of tefillah. And the source for this is Gam ki tarbu tefillah in any shomea. It's a pasuk that this is when Hashem isn't listening, but the implication is when you're marben tefillah, that is a good thing. In other words, marben tefillah, if you're marben, there's more expectation that you'll have a positive result. So so he wants to say, let's say a person was sleeping the whole day of Yom Kippur, and he didn't daven Shachris or Musaf or Mincha, and now he walks into the shul at the end of the day when they're davening the Ela. So, and now he's, by the way, he's quoting this from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. This is the Rav's father. So Rav Moshe wanted to say he shouldn't daven Ne'ilah. In other words, Ne'ilah is like icing on the cake. Ne'ilah is not an independent tefillah. It's like you have a foundation, and now Ne'ilah is like it's like the top layer of a 7-layer cake, or not layer, whatever. Like the wedding cake is what I mean. I mean, like, you know, when they have the different tiers in the cake. Is that a layer? How do I refer? You know what I mean? Like the tiered cake. So it's like the top tier, you know, of the cake. But if I don't have all the lower layers of the cake, so how are you going to daven Ne'ilah? So then he goes on to say that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was Masupak. Is it enough to just daven one of the tefillot, or he has to daven all the tefillot of the day? In other words, how does Ne'ilah work? In other words, is it enough that a person, he daven Shachris, or he daven Mincha, and now who do Ne'ilah? Or do we say he has to daven all the tefillah of the day? He didn't daven all the tefillah of the day, so Ne'ilah just doesn't fit in there. So the Rav thought, based on the Pashtos, it's not considered Ne'ilah in ribui tefillah unless he already davened all the tefillah of the day, and he was mosif on this, and he was mosif in such a fashion. Anyway, so the basic idea, I guess the most takeaway thing is at the end, the one that slichot, the way that the Rav understands it, slichos are a prologue to the tefillahs of the day. They go hand in glove with the tefillah of the day, and they set the stage for the tefillah of the day. And on the reverse side, Ne'ilah is like the enhancement of the tefillah of the day, like the icing on the cake for the tefillah of the day. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts? Rabbi Chananel Chasmer with Bar Chassel, if you could have run the phone tomorrow, and I'll close the study of the year.